Hi, my name is Matt. I'm an English teacher, and this is a recording of a free lesson that I did recently on whiziq.com. We're using material from the Talk A Lot free spoken English course, which is a free download from englishbanana.com/talkalot. If you'd like to attend the next online lesson, please visit www.whiziq.com/Matt Perland. Also, I wanted to tell you about some of the people who are using English Banana materials. If you click on this link, you will be able to see our map. This is where people around the world are using English Banana materials absolutely free to run their own courses, and most of the time these are paid courses, so our materials are free. You can use them to run courses, to make profit. As you can see, we've got courses all over the place, from USA, Central America, South America, Europe, Asia, New Zealand, Madagascar, nothing yet in Africa, south of Africa. We've got Algeria, Egypt. Interesting projects that we've just added are the one in Madagascar, the principal of the school contacted me there. He said, I've established two secondary schools and a high school. I'm trying to set up a high education institute for the poor community. And he wanted to know if he could sell and distribute English Banana materials for free. And I sent a special certificate saying that they could do that, so there's no charge. And he just emailed me back today, actually, saying, you know, thanks, and they're going to do a lot for poor people in Madagascar. So it's absolutely great. This is our free license, free copying license, and license to run courses. This is what happens. And another one in Indonesia. Here, somebody's going to photocopy the books, English Banana books. Photocopy them, sell them to students, just to cover the costs. So, you know, it's not possible to do that with normal course books from the big publishers. Everything has the copyright notice. But in our case, we have free licenses. So that's something interesting to look at. Yeah, welcome everybody who's joining now. Violetta's here, Jaber, Marie, Ahmed, Christina, good to see you. Naveen. Yeah, I hope I can go and visit the school in Madagascar. Yeah, I think it's a beautiful country. Nice climate. We'll see, maybe that will happen. Okay, so any questions now, or we'll just get started straight away. So this is our worksheet for today, for anybody joining us. You can download this, and that'll help a little bit. Hello, Eleanor. Good to see you back. Yeah. Great. Okay, we're going to look at role play and non-literal English. This is English which doesn't make sense in a literal way. For example, idioms, phrasal verbs. Doesn't make literal sense, so it's not dictionary standard dictionary English. Yeah. Slang is another one. Yeah. So we've done two lessons like this before with different topics. Now we're studying media, and soon we're going to finish that and start something else. I'm not telling you what yet. You have to wait. Wait and see. Let's look at these then. So, find and underline 9 examples of non-literal English. So, I'm going to show you role play in a minute, and you have to find or identify 9 examples of non-literal English. Okay, so let's go through these quickly. So, first one, play fighting. Any idea what kind of language this could be? Play fighting. Type in the box with your ideas. Well, Christina's got no idea. Play fighting. So not fighting, but play fighting. This is, for example, when people are joking around, messing about with each other. Maybe you do it with your friends, maybe you do it with your partner or family. It's like when you say, oh, you know, something like, I hate you, but you're joking, you're laughing, yeah, you're smiling, you're joking around. Something like that, play fighting. So it's not literal English, it's pretending to fight, as Christina's putting it, yeah. Good. Idioms we've looked at, idioms are fixed phrases which have a specific meaning, but it's not clear what the meaning is from the words. Can anybody think of an example idiom? Type in the box. So, Christina's got one. It may be something costs an arm and a leg. So what does it mean if it costs an arm and a leg? It is very expensive. Good. Hello, Susanna. Ken's got an example. To sell like hot cakes. Yeah. So to sell very quickly. Sell out even. Yeah. So this is idiom. It's not literal English. What about jargon? What is jargon? Any ideas? Any definitions or ideas for jargon? So Christine is saying technical word. Ahmed said technical English. Mm-hmm. For example, medical words, engineering words. Jargon is technical language that is specific to a particular job or field. So, it's something, if you don't know the meaning of it, you're not going to understand it. Computer jargon, for example. EFL jargon, yes. Yeah, if I type, for example, FCE, probably you know what it means, right? Hi lads, so students of English probably know what FCE means. First certificate. Yeah, Cambridge first certificate in English, yeah. But if I said that to someone else who is not studying EFL or ESL, they might be confused. It's jargon, so we have to know, we have to be in on it to know what it means. Hello, Farouz. Wow. So we've got a lot of students here. Here is the worksheet for today, Farouz, if you want to download it. Phrasal verbs, we know, is verb plus adverb or preposition. Yeah. For example, what can be phrasal verb? get up. Get up in the morning, go out, put on, get out, put off. All these lovely phrasal verbs. I love them. I love phrasal verb. Yes. Verb plus particle. Good. But they're not literal. Often they're not literal, so it doesn't make sense unless we know the fixed meaning. Five is irony. What is irony? A quick example. Irony is different from satire, Cam. Irony, something ironic. So, contrast between appearance and reality, says Ahmed. So, it's something like that. Irony means something is the opposite of the reality, Tammy says. So, why do we use irony, then? For example, if I meet a friend and they look really terrible and they look scruffy and dirty and like they haven't washed for a few weeks, and I say, oh, you look nice. You look nice. It's ironic, yeah, for emphasis, says Christina. We don't mean it, what we say, yeah? We mean the opposite, but it's to draw the attention to something. Is to draw attention to what we really mean. And if we use it in a nasty way, we can say sarcasm. Sarcasm, slightly different. So to talk in an ironic way is we say something we don't mean. In fact, we mean the opposite. But we want to draw attention to what we mean. Mm-hmm. It's sort of non-literal language. We have to decode it. Okay. Slang we've looked at before. So slang is a word or phrase that is known by just a particular group. For example, youth slang, young people's slang. I'm not a young people, or young person even, so I don't know all their slang these days. For example, when I was a teenager, if somebody was fit, they were really attractive. Yeah, it didn't mean they were fit, like healthy and very active, but they were attractive. Cool is kind of a slang word. I think now young people are saying sick. Sick. Like somebody is sick, they're really good. Something is sick. Or foxy, says Vulpine. Awesome. Awesome. Boss. Yeah. But Christina says, but you look young, Matt. Yes. I'm but I'm not as young as you think, probably. Yeah. Okay, lads, and see you later. See you, bye for now. Cliche is number 7. Cliche. Any ideas about cliche? It's difficult to define it. Ken saying overused words, so a phrase or saying which is overused and loses its power because it's used too often. We might say it's corny. What is an example? My example is, I really miss my boyfriend. I wish we could have stayed together. Don't worry, my dear. Time heals all wounds. This kind of saying is very cliched. It's overused. We often hear this sort of thing in soap operas. Cliches. Sayings which are used too often, and so they lose power. They lose their power. Not original. Okay. Good. Ken saying that he gave this advice. Okay, it's, you know, it's true that time heals. Time heals, yeah, that is true. But this kind of phrase is too cliched, it's corny. Maybe you should rephrase it in more original way. Yeah. Something like somebody's grandma might say. Okay, two more features of non-literal English. Hyperbole. Have you heard this word before? Hyperbole. Any idea? The spelling, it looks like hyperbole. Hyperbole. So, exaggeration we've got, yeah? Vulpine smiles have too much emphasis. Exaggeration. So it's some in a positive way. In a positive way. So something is bigger, better, or more positive than it really is. You know, let's say your partner cooks dinner for you and you want to impress them. You say, "Ah, that was the best meal of my life." No. Hyperbole. It's exaggeration. You know, this CD, it's the best thing I've ever heard. Yeah. Oh, the best thing since sliced bread. That was one of our idioms. Yeah. And so it's not literally true. It's not true. But why do we use it? Maybe we want to impress somebody. We want to maybe suck up to them. Yeah. We want them to think that we like them. Maybe more than we do. So it's not truthful language. Like a lot of these things, like a few of these, it's not truthful, it's not actual. Literal language. Okay. Good. These are all worth looking at, all of these features separately. And nine, we've got colloquialisms. Colloquialisms. Any ideas here or examples? No, it's not informal speech, not. It's more than that. It's more than Christina's put wanna, gonna, non-formal words, says Tommy, but it's more specific than that. Colloquialism. So it's something to do with slang. Yeah, we use slang in this way. It's something to do with how people speak in a particular area. You know, this kind of phrase we might hear in the north of England. You're right, chalk. You're right. You're right, chalk. But are you all right, my friend? Yeah. Colloquialism, it's local language. It's how people speak in this area. It's maybe words that they used. It's linked to dialect, connected with dialect words. You know, it's like saying in parts of England, in some parts of England, a bread roll is called a cob, but in other parts of England it's called a bap. Yeah, in other parts it's just called a roll. So it's colloquialism. Ken saying use is spoken in Liverpool area, plural of you. Yeah, that's right. in Newcastle area, people use the word pet as kind of endearment, like to say to someone you love, don't worry, pet, everything's fine, you know, pet, as in pet, not pet as in animal, but like as in love or darling. But this is colloquialism. It's used in this particular area of England. It wasn't used where I used to live in Derby. We didn't use pet, but my mum used to use it because she came from Newcastle or Sunderland area. So, colloquialisms. Okay, let's have a look at our role play then. Maybe good if you can download this and you'll get a better version, the PDF. Okay, so does anybody want to try reading out loud with this? Type in the box if you want to have a go. Okay, alright then, Ken. So Ken's going to come online. Does anyone want to join Ken?
Okay, hello.
Hello.
Yes, and should I read these sentences?
So we'll just see if we can get somebody else, Ken.
Okay.
Come on now, don't be shy. No. Few people are typing in the box now. Okay, so I'll read with you, Ken.
Okay.
I'll read Matt, okay?
Yes, you're Matt, actually.
Okay, so let me read just the introduction. Matt and Claire are journalists writing for the technology section of a national newspaper. They are also good friends. Matt was born in Derbyshire. So Matt enters the office now. Hey up, me doc.
Hi, Matt.
What have you got there?
It's a prototype from Panasonic for their latest TV projector. I'm going to review it.
Open the box and let's play with it. Hey, get the move on.
Okay, I've done it. Look, it says on the packaging, the whole world in your pocket.
Let me see that. So, this is reading from the packaging now. Boasts picture quality like nothing else on earth. This pocket device includes a 3.3-inch WVGA AMO LED display for ease of use. The design is amazing. Let's see whether it works. Where's the thingamabob?
What?
The on button. Ah, here it is. So it switches it on and a weak image is projected onto the wall. Oh, but that's absolutely pathetic. Is that the best it can do?
You know, I thought it was going to be fantastic. It won a major prize at the electronics fair.
Oh yes, I can see how fantastic it is.
Hey, pack it in.
make me. So he starts to chase her around the desk. Can I help you review any more gadgets today, Miss Elliot?
I hate you, Matthew Peterson.
Okay, and then he chases her out, and she thrashes him with the empty box. But they both laugh. But okay, thanks, Ken. Thanks for doing that.
Thank you very much.
Yes, it's like radio play, drama. All right, good. Thanks a lot. So this is a short role play, but in this dialogue we have nine things that we looked at. Yeah, you have to find one example of each one. Play fighting, idioms, jargon, okay? So firstly, any new vocabulary here or new words? Type in the box if you're not sure of anything. So Volpine Smile likes thingamibob. Midok. So Ayob Midok is something we might say in Derbyshire. It means literally hello. Yeah. My duck. Duck as in my. It's like for a close friend or a close person. Yeah. Somebody we're friendly with. Midok. It's very typical for Derby and Derbyshire. So Christina's got a colloquialism. Yeah, we can say. So that's one. We found one. I gave you the clue. Look, Matt was born in Derbyshire. That was the clue. Anything else here that you're not sure about? New words. No. So, Ken's saying WVGA-AMOLED display. Yeah, a 3.3-inch WVGA-AMOLED display. What kind of language is it? Yeah. So, jargon, Volpine Smile's got it. Boasts. If something, if I boast about something, it means I say about something that I've got, like I tell you how much money I've got or how good my car is. But if a product boasts something, it boasts features. So, for example, this TV projector boasts many features. It has many features. Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah, so we found this example of jargon here. And we read this on the internet when we're reading about products. Mm-hmm. Okay. What about any more new words or unfamiliar words here? Do you think? Gadget. So, anybody want to take that one? A gadget. What is a gadget? So, little device, electronic device. Says Madonna. Good. Something like a little mobile phone is a gadget, or music player, MP3 player, something that we like to touch and to fiddle with it and just play with it, make the lights light up. iPod or iPad. I wonder whether there'll be any more words like that. Just change the vowel, maybe we'll have iPod. Yeah. device for fun. So this is something that men like, particularly gadgets. We love it. We love gadgets. Things which do things, which light up, which have lots of buttons to press. Yeah, we like that sort of thing. Yeah, maybe it's in our genes. Who knows? Gadget. Okay, so let's look at the categories then. What about the first one? Play fighting. Play fighting. Where can you see an example of play fighting? So they're fighting, but it's just for fun. You know, maybe they are attracted to each other. Yeah. Yeah. Claire says, "I hate you." Yeah. Claire says, "Pack it in." What does it mean, pack it in? Pack it in. Do you know? Do you know this phrasal verb? Oh, so she thrashes him with the empty box. So this is play fighting, really, the last three lines of the story. Pack it in. Do you want to have a guess? So if we pack something in, it's separable, phrasal verb. No, we stop, we end, like Ken's saying. We stop something. Please stop that. Pack it in. Yeah, we might say to children, or it's something we can say to people informally. Yeah. Stop it. Pack it in. Stop doing that. It's kind of slang, as Christina's saying, but it's quite commonly known. So we've got that. Next one is idioms. Can you see any idioms here? What do you think? Idioms. So read the text carefully. Type in the box if you can see anything. Any idioms. So a phrase with a fixed meaning. The whole world in your pocket. Yeah, this is, I suppose, an idiom, but this is also something else. Can Christina's got it as well. What can we say from these words? Not catchphrase. If you say that something is amazing, something is far better than hyperbole. Yeah, hyperbole. Good. The whole world in your pocket. You know, you can't have the whole world in your pocket. Really, you can't. I don't think so, anyway. It's not possible, really. It's marketing phrase. So we can say it's an idiom, but what about another idiom? I'm thinking of something else, really. Here. What about when he wants her to hurry up? What does he say? He wants her to hurry up. Hurry up, that's phrasal verb. Can you see that? Susanna's typing in. So, good. Get a move on. This is kind of idiom phrase. Yeah, it's an idiom. It doesn't make any sense on its own. If I say to somebody, get a move on, what do you mean? What is a move? What does it mean? It means nothing. Yeah. It means nothing, apart from as a fixed phrase, as an idiom. Then it means hurry up, yeah, go quicker. Go quicker. So it's a good example of an idiom. What about then, we've got jargon, we've looked at that, about the display, 3.3 inch WVGA. What does it mean, this, all of this? I don't know. I've got no idea if that's good or bad, but I know it's rather small screen. Phrasal verbs. Where have we got a phrasal verb in this text? Type in the box if you know. We've already looked at it, really. We had a look at it just now. So it means to stop something. Switch on, but have we got switch on? I don't know. Move on. Get a move on. No, it's not phrasal verb. It's part of this fixed phrase of this idiom. So pack it in. Yeah, pack it in. Stop something. Stop. Pack it in. Literally, I guess it comes from the idea when you finish work, you tend to pack away all your things. Pack up for the day. Pack away. The other phrasal verbs. And so, stop what you're doing. Finish what you're doing. Yeah, pack it in. Okay, good. Irony, what about irony? Can you see any example of irony? Somebody says something, but they mean the opposite. They really mean the opposite. So I hate you, okay, we could say it's ironic, because we know from her behavior that actually she likes him. What else? What else? Not make me, no. This is more of a challenge. You know, make me stop, he's saying. Make me. You can't make me. Who says something what they don't mean? That they don't mean. That's absolutely pathetic. I think he means that. Yeah, he means that. But later on, he says something where he means the opposite. Is that the best it can do? That's kind of sarcastic, but he doesn't mean the opposite of this. No. So Ifana's got it here, and Volpine smile. Yeah, after they realize that it's not very good, it's not a good product, Matt says, oh yes, I can see how fantastic it is. Yeah. And even his tone of voice, or his intonation, shows us that it's ironic. He doesn't mean this. Because earlier on, he's quite genuine. He says, oh, the design is amazing. Yeah, the design is amazing. But after they realize it doesn't work very well, then uses irony, but maybe it's to make her laugh. Yeah. Good. Okay. Good. Let's keep going here. Let's keep going now. What about slang? Have we got any slang? Let's have a look at it again. So, slang. What do you think? Thingamabob. Thingamabob. it's kind of a slang word. It just literally means I can't remember the name of this thing. Yeah, I can't remember. Where's the thingamabob? And she says, what? Oh, the on button. Yeah, the on button. So when we can't think of the word for something, we might just say thingamabob. Yeah, it's just a fun word. Thingy is another one. Yeah. Thingy is another one. Good. Okay. And let's go quickly now to number 7. Cliche. Cliche. Yeah. So something which has been overused. What do you think? Yeah. Cliche, something that has been overused, that doesn't make sense. What do you think? It's, we've kind of lost its meaning. Yeah, it's kind of lost the meaning. Type in the box if you know that. Yeah, the whole world in your pocket. It's such a cliche. You know, it's like if you say to your partner or date or whatever, you go for a date and you say, wow, you look like $1 million. It's like a cliche. It's really something a bit naff. Not a very clever thing to say. Not original. Maybe we don't like it because it's so unoriginal, you know, it doesn't appeal to us. Yeah, it just sounds wrong. Good. Okay, hyperbole, we've looked at that. Yes, hello Eunice, thanks for joining. We've just nearly finished, Eunice, so we're right at the end of the lesson now, for now. Hyperbole we looked at, and that was to say how wonderful something is. Yeah, picture quality like nothing on earth. So we've got another example here. Boasts, picture quality like nothing else on earth. So we can say it wasn't actually as good as the description. Yeah, it wasn't as good. So it was hyperbole. Over enthusiastic description of something. Okay. And last one, colloquialism. So if you remember, this was local phrases, local words. Where can you see the example here? So Susanna's got it. Hey up me dog. Yeah. But if you're not from Derbyshire or from this area, you might be confused. What does he mean? Why is he calling me duck? I'm not a duck. I'm a person, yeah. But don't be offended if somebody calls you that, yeah. In Derbyshire. It's quite normal. Really, as you go further north in England, you meet more and more endearments, which is words like duck, or love, or hun, which people add on. Even in shops, when you go to a shop, someone will say, you give them, you know, you pay for something, and they give you your change, and they say, there you go, love. There you go, Doc. Oh, Newcastle, they say Doc as well, Christina's saying. But it's nice, some people don't like it. But, you know, you get your money, your change from the soup from the shop assistant, and she says, there you go, love. There you are, love. It's just endearment. It's just really form of words. Some people don't like it, especially if men are doing that to women, especially in a formal job. No, maybe we shouldn't do it in a work situation. If, let's say, if you're the manager and you're speaking to a female employee, you might not use love, yeah, in every sentence. But some people do still. Yeah. Especially the older generation, has to be said. But I don't mind it, and I like it, and I think we should introduce it here in Poland as well. Okay. So, really, that's all we can do today. These are the answers, then. You can see here the answers, and if you're watching this video, you might pause this. You might want to pause here. So we can see the examples, the features of non-literal English, and examples in the text. Also, you could go further and think about literal translation. For example, get a move on really just means hurry. Pack it in just means stop, basically. When he says, oh yes, I can see how fantastic it is, he means it isn't very good. Why doesn't he just say that, what he means? Why does he play games, you know, verbal games? This is a good discussion point. When he says, "Hey up, me dog," he means hi. Why not just say hi? Why use this kind of non-literal English? Maybe he wants to show friendship to this person, yeah, or to draw closer to this person. But a good exercise is to read the role play again, and instead of using the non-literal English like this, use the literal translation and see how different it sounds. See how different it sounds. Yeah, and believe me, it sounds much more boring. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. Okay, so I think we're going to finish there. Don't forget, you can download our worksheet here and maybe study that and make more sense of it.
Thanks for joining us today. To download more free lessons and all of the Talkalot materials absolutely free of charge, please visit englishbanana.com/talkalot.